Representative Welsh, members of the committee, I am Tamara Lee Pinard, Stormwater Program Manager for the Cumberland County Soil and Water Conservation District, where I also serve as the Executive Director for the Long Creek Watershed Management District. Today, I'm speaking on behalf of the Long Creek Watershed Management District, a quasi-municipal special purpose district. We are a 501(c)(3) organization charged with the cooperative implementation of the Long Creek Watershed Management Plan with the goal of restoring Long Creek. The Long Creek Governing Board recognizes our role as a 501(c)(3), and as such, they voted unanimously at their January 28th board meeting to authorize me to testify neither for nor against 1208. Now, the Long Creek Watershed Management District has been monitoring water quality in Long Creek since 2010, and that is in Maine. In 2010, water samples from different locations within Long Creek Watershed resulted in detectable concentrations of PAHs. These sample locations are downstream of stormwater outfalls, draining land areas that have a high proportion of parking lots, many of them treated with coal tar-based seal coat. Specific PAH compounds detected are associated with coal tar sealants. Additional data collected in 2011 from the same locations showed no detectable PAHs. Because of what we found in 2010 and 2011, targeted monitoring in 2012 focused on storm event samples collected from sites downstream of recently coal tar seeded coated parking lots. The resulting detections in 2012 are worrisome because PAHs are not very soluble in water, something you heard from Anne. So their presence in the stream suggests high concentrations entering from our stormwater outfalls. Long Creek's preliminary data tell us that the water running off of the recently coal tar sealed parking lots carries enough PAHs in it to make the water in Long Creek toxic for human consumption. Recent studies show that PAH collect in fish tissue. For these reasons, runoff from coal tar sealed parking lots is a challenge to the Long Creek community responsible for restoring Long Creek to meet Clean Water Act criteria of fishable, swimmable, and drinkable after treatment. As a follow-up, in 2013, sediment samples were collected from depositional areas in the stream channel at all the same monitoring locations in the Long Creek watershed. We found that PAHs persist in the sediment, sometimes at concentrations above ecological toxicity levels. So what does this mean for Long Creek? Long Creek is a regulated watershed where every landowner in the Long Creek watershed, which includes South Portland, Portland, Scarborough, and Westbrook, with one or more acres of impervious surface, are legally obligated to pay for restoration and maintenance of any systems installed for restoration. The current rate is $3,000 per impervious acre per year. Over the last 5 years, $7.5 million has been spent to clean up Long Creek, and we are beginning to see improvements in water quality. However, data collected from Long Creek show relatively high concentrations of PAHs in the surface water that are associated with coal tar-based pavement sealing. Data also show that PAHs are persisting in the sediment along the stream. This could pose a problem for aquatic organisms who might want to take up residence in the sediment. Ultimately, DEP bases their evaluation on stream health on aquatic organisms that live in the stream because these organisms are sensitive to pollution. Now, it's very hard to control PAHs from car engines and tires, but we can control PAHs that wash into our stream and accumulate in the sediments from coal tar sealants. Now, what does this mean for other water resources in Maine? I encourage you to ask me that question since my 3 minutes are up. I think you encouraged that, actually.
She did. Yes, please.
Well, Long Creek is really touted as one of the nation's highly watched sustainable stormwater funding and restoration efforts, and managers are really watching what we're doing here, and it's also a test case for the impacts of urbanization on streams throughout Maine. Maine actually has 31 urban-impaired streams, and they're located from York County right up to Aroostook County and include municipalities such as Limerick, Lewiston, Augusta, Bangor, Winthrop, Skowhegan, and Caribou, just to name a few. And so the documentation of PAHs in Long Creek really is representative of something, potential impacts that you may see in other streams. And definitely for urban areas, but, you know, more importantly, the impact may also be seen in streams that aren't yet impaired. So I welcome any other questions.
Have you found, you mentioned something about engines, tires, have you found a difference in the PAH as you imagine you do it once a year?
Right.
As the surface declines, is it more? Only when it's first applied, is it more? Or is there no difference?
I think the initial flush has been stormwater right after it's been applied. And then it does wear gradually over time. It's quite expensive to sample for PAHs, so the amount of sampling that we do, you know, we're not targeting it, you know, throughout its whole decline across one parking lot. We haven't done that detailed of study. We're really looking at the impact in Long Creek because that's our responsibility for the landowners we represent.
And you mentioned that it was in areas where there are large parking lots. Have you considered talking to the comprehensive plans to maybe diminish the number of spaces per square foot for these big box that's never used?
Yeah. Long Creek is a multifaceted implementation of a management plan. So we are doing restoration efforts to address the impacts off of pavements using the Chapter 500 standards you heard Mick Coons talk about before. The thing is that it's really expensive to bring things up to code for Chapter 500 standards. It's also for these landowners, they rely heavily on their parking. You know, they have a new fee. It's $3,000 per impervious acre, and definitely that fee being imposed was the impetus right off the bat for people to start dropping impervious acreage off their parking lots. But we have the perfect example, the IHOP restaurant, very busy restaurant. They're just over an acre. They easily could have, you know, taken one parking spot out and they would have been under that acre threshold. They didn't do it. They needed that extra parking space because their business relies on it.
Maybe in southern Maine there are always full. But in the rest of the state, half those parking lots are not full.
This is true. And actually, the landowners, you know, they decide for themselves how they're going to manage their parking. In the city of South Portland, they actually have passed an ordinance that allows people to reduce their parking up to 25% for water quality purposes, and some people have taken advantage of that, and we have been working on people where that does come into play.
Senator, thank you, Madam Chair. I must be sitting next to Senator Saviello too long, but have the towns in the Long Creek Watershed Organization considered local bans on these products?
The Long Creek Governing Board includes both municipal and business representation because all of them are impacted, and it was important that everybody be equally represented on the board. The board did discuss this and really felt that Long Creek municipalities already have a lot of burdens that aren't carried by other municipalities around the state, and that it really is something where if it's impacting Long Creek, and it can impact other water bodies. So it was really important to pursue this on a statewide level.
Yes. Thank you. So if they would your board would prefer a statewide plan rather than a local plan?
Yes.
Okay. I feel like I had another question, but I can't remember.
I'm Senator Sevilla.
Thank you. Good to see you. Good talking with you last night.
Yes.
But you do talk about the 31 impaired streams. I see them at the bottom. Are they impaired with the chemical that we're talking about, or are they impaired with a little bit of everything?
It's urban, and even Long Creek, it's urbanization, so it's impervious cover.
What would
and,
be?
And it's all the host of stuff that it's the multitude of things that come off of impervious cover. And so the Department of Environmental Protection, because PAHs are really expensive, we often don't sample for PAHs specifically. They really look to whether or not the organisms living in the stream are surviving or not. And they look at all of the different chemicals that are potentially impacting them. In Long Creek, we've done some of the most thorough study of any watershed in the state of Maine, and that's why we were looking at PAHs, because they were identified, and it was really disconcerting to find them in the stream itself. So we felt like this is something that we need to be worried about if we're really trying to bring these bugs back to bring the stream into compliance.
But so it's not a correct, correlation. May not necessarily be PAHs. Is it putting it over the top?
It's not specifically called out.
Any other questions? All right. Any others here who are neither for nor against, or who have not yet testified but would like to testify on this bill?